Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020. After the heavy thunderstorms and squalls on Monday afternoon, Mitte is warning Berliners against entering the Volkspark Humboldthain. As a result of the stormy weather, the district announced yesterday that tree branches may still break off or entire trees may fall over. Per authorities, it will probably take several days to repair the damage in the park. Other parks in the city were also affected, but there, the damage was less severe. On Monday afternoon, the Berlin Fire Brigade was called out to about 300 additional operations and had therefore declared a state of emergency. 460 members of the Professional Fire Brigade and 60 of the Volunteer Fire Brigades were on duty until late into the afternoon. A so-called Nicht Festival, or non-festival, which in reality is not taking place at all, is supposed to show solidarity with cultural workers in Berlin during the corona crisis. According to the organizers of Niemand kommt, alle sind dabei, or Nobody Comes, Everyone is There, the tickets sold will be used to support artists who are suffering from the loss of earnings in the recent months. The festival will not take place on July 31st. Rather, it's only an appeal for donations from those who would otherwise spend money on a visit to the theater, a concert, or a festival. A similar campaign in Hamburg has raised more than 400,000 euros. The organizers in Berlin justified their action by saying that freelance cultural workers had been let down during the corona pandemic, as emergency aid had not been effective or had been exhausted after a few days, adding, quote, "For those of you who have fallen through the cracks, this solidarity festival is for you. From the scene, for the scene." Organizers are mainly relying on the support of celebrities associated with the city. Among the more than 300 supporters listed are, in addition to numerous theaters, cultural groups and institutions, is the actress Eva Mattes, the actor Axel Prahl, the singer Peaches, and the violinist Daniel Hope. About 800 tickets have been sold so far, and the price for, quote, non-participation is initially 22 euros. But there are also reduced tickets for 11 and solidarity prices of 44 and 95 euros. Financial aid packages are to be put together from the proceeds of the campaign, which are to amount to 1,000 euros. By the end of August, the money is to be paid out to cultural workers in need of support. The Berlin CDU is pushing for an extension of one semester for students. CDU state leader Kai Wegner stated, quote, "I would like students to be able to concentrate fully on their education despite corona and not have to worry about their livelihood because their federal student aid could expire." He therefore supports the demand of students to extend the individual standard period of study by one semester. Almost 4 months ago, the Senate had promised the students concerned an extra semester due to the coronavirus. Wegner criticized that nothing had happened yet, adding, quote, "The promised extension still has to be negotiated on a case-by-case basis." Other federal states had long since created legal regulations, therefore the Senate should issue a decree extending the standard period of study by a lump sum of one semester. In this way, students would not have to prove that their studies have been delayed due to the corona pandemic in order to receive financial aid for a longer period of time, as is currently the case. Wegner added, quote, "Especially those students who are dependent on financial aid do not have large financial reserves. Corona must not lead to these students having to bury their dream of studying." The Berlin Athletics Meeting, ISTAF, or the International Stadium Festival, is to take place again this year. The organizers want to hold the event in the Olympic Stadium on September 13th, but with a significantly reduced number of spectators. This was announced by the ISTAF organizers on Tuesday. Instead of the originally planned 45,000 spectators, this year only 3,500 visitors will be allowed into the stadium. In Berlin, according to the ordinance, a maximum of 5,000 people are allowed at outdoor events until the end of October. However, at ISTAF, this includes not only the fans, but also the athletes, coaches, judges, and stewards. Even though the Olympic Stadium has a total capacity of more than 74,000 and thus offers enough space for the small number of guests, the ISTAF in this form would be sensational. There has not been a sporting event of this size in Berlin since the outbreak of the corona pandemic. Meeting director Martin Zieber stated, quote, "We are very happy that our comprehensive protection and hygiene concept will enable at least several thousand spectators to attend." Details on the hygiene concept are to be announced in due course. The ticketing also has to be reorganized, only personalized tickets will be issued on selected seats, and tickets can only be purchased via the online shop, costing between 29 and 49 euros. Fans who have already purchased tickets for the ISTAF will be refunded the purchase price and have a right of first purchase on the new tickets, including a discount. It is not yet clear which celebrities of the athletics scene will be attending. A comprehensive list of starters has not yet been published. However, with the Swedish high jump world record holder Armand Duplantis and the European champion in steeplechase Geza Kraus, two big names have already confirmed their participation in Berlin. Athletics also had to take a long break due to the corona pandemic, with competition not resuming until early July. On August 8th and 9th, the German Championships will take place in Braunschweig. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.